On November 17, 2022, Cameron Bertuzzi, a Protestant with a significant online following, announced that he had embraced Catholicism and that he would enter the Vatican II quote church on Easter. Bertuzzi's announcement was celebrated by many defenders of the Vatican II sect as a great example of a conversion.
Some major news just broke. Breaking news. Cameron Bertuzzi, content creator, has decided to become Catholic.
So obviously today I'm going to be talking about Cameron Bertuzzi's conversion to Catholicism. And, you know, there are a lot of reaction videos online.
I'm super happy for Cameron. I'm so glad that he has discerned this and the Holy Spirit has led him to Christ Church.
However, since Bertuzzi was expressing things that were manifestly heretical and incompatible with basic Catholic teaching, on December 10th, 2022, we posted a video called Cameron Bertuzzi Did Not Convert to Catholicism. Although we, of course, hope for his conversion to true Catholicism, our video brought forward the facts which demonstrated that Bertuzzi did not convert to Catholicism, nor was he on a path to convert to Catholicism with his current heretical beliefs. Among other things, we showed that Bertuzzi was teaching salvation outside the church, recommending a Protestant book that specifically attempted to refute Catholicism, rejecting proselytism, promoting hopeful universalism, and more.
And so what I've come to recently is that hopeful universalism is more consistent with the Catholic understanding. He's Greek Orthodox, by the way, but he's got an amazing book, but as if it's like a bad thing. Something I kind of mentioned earlier is that your objections to Catholicism may not be my objections to Catholicism. Right. So your, another philosopher's term, noetic structure, your web of beliefs, the beliefs that you have, may make it such that Catholicism, in your view, is false. And I want to say, I think that can be, it's a person relative, but I think that if you've got that set of beliefs wherein you think you've got some argument or some reason to think that Catholicism is false, I don't want to say to that person, you're being irrational.
Yes.
I want to say, I disagree at this point, given my set of beliefs, but I think that someone on the other side can be perfectly within their epistemic rights, they can be justified in their belief. So I'm not coming at this trying to proselytize or trying to convince people to become Catholic.
Nevertheless, complete heretics such as Trent Horn and other supporters of the Vatican II religion presented Bertuzzi as an example of a true convert when he definitely was not. It's another example of why the Vatican II sect is not the Catholic Church and how its defenders mislead and deceive people. In fact, Trent Horn showed Bertuzzi with the caption, "Why conversion feels like this." No, it doesn't. After Bertuzzi's announcement, Horn also interviewed him on January 11, 2023. In the interview, Bertuzzi talked about uniting Catholics and Protestants, with no mention of Protestants needing to convert.
Your channel is focusing now on mere Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's going to be focusing on. And
which is actually a way of uniting Protestants and Catholics.
Yes.
Bertuzzi also presented Protestants and Eastern quote Orthodox as inside the body of Christ, which is heresy, and he presented William Lane Craig as a good example of a Christian and a member of the body of Christ, with no correction from Trent Horn.
My view, I've held this view even as a Protestant, is that the body of Christ, okay, so here's the guy that I typically will cite when I make this point.
Mm-hmm.
William Lane Craig, jack of all trades. But I think that people like William Lane Craig are very rare.
Mm-hmm.
And moving forward, I don't know that we're going to have people like that, that are a sort of jack of all trades.
Yeah.
And I think that the body of Christ moving forward, especially when it pertains to apologetics and stuff, it's going to be an army of specialists.
Mm.
So that's one of the things that I see with Capturing Christianity, is that we're specializing in this one area that is ultimately going, what I think and I hope, is going to unite Protestants and Orthodox and Catholics together.
Right.
William Lane Craig is not only Protestant in many of his beliefs, but he publicly rejects the Council of Nicaea and its dogmatic teaching on the eternal generation of the Son from the Father.
Well, I think the view you're expressing, Bob, is similar to the view that I am wanting to propose, but it's not the view of classical Nicene Orthodoxy.
William Lane Craig therefore rejects Nicene Orthodoxy and core truths about the Holy Trinity. He also rejects divine simplicity and a number of other dogmas of the Christian/Catholic faith. William Lane Craig is sadly far more heretical than even many typical Protestants. We hope for his conversion, but he's not Christian. Nevertheless, the heretic Trent Horn did not disagree with or correct Cameron Bertuzzi when Bertuzzi presented Protestants, Eastern Quote Orthodox, and William Lane Craig as part of the body of Christ. That illustrates again that Trent Horn is a heretic. By the way, if you have not seen our videos that totally refute Trent Horn and show that he has no credibility on issues pertaining to the Vatican II sect, you should see them. We will link to them in the description of this video, and there's a lot more we could cover. Since the matter of Bertuzzi's alleged conversion had become so public, we posted our video charitably and truthfully laying out the facts about the situation. Many people agreed with what we covered and recognized the truth in it, but some others, of course, rejected it and wrongly considered it incorrect and/or uncharitable when it was not. Well, guess what? On April 6, 2023, a few days before Easter, the date on which Bertuzzi was supposed to formally enter the Vatican II sect, he posted the following announcement, quote, "Hey everyone, quick update. A lot of you are asking and many more wondering whether I still plan to be confirmed into the Catholic Church on Easter. I'm writing to let you know that moving forward, the Bertuzzi's denominational status will be kept private between family and friends. As an influencer, it's proven quite difficult to know in advance which aspects of our lives to share publicly and which to keep to ourselves. Over the past few months, we've learned intimately that this is one of those areas best kept private," end quote. That's a public denial of the Catholic faith. The Church teaches that only those who are baptized and profess the true faith can be considered members of the Church. For Bertuzzi to say that he's going to keep his, quote, denominational status private is to deny Catholicism. And it doesn't even matter if he privately entered the Vatican II sect, which is by no means clear and seems highly doubtful based on his post. His public refusal to identify himself as a Catholic proves that he's not a Catholic. And as we've shown, even if he changes his mind and decides to publicly join the Vatican II sect, he still would not be Catholic because he embraces various heresies. But the fact that he won't even identify himself as a Catholic publicly is a striking confirmation of our analysis, and really a striking refutation of the heretics who promoted him despite the evidence of his heresies at the time. Despite many claims to the contrary, Cameron Bertuzzi has not truly converted to Catholicism, nor is he on a path to converting to Catholicism with his current beliefs. I must also say that in light of all of these facts, I believe that Cameron Bertuzzi is a disgrace. In our previous video, we didn't outright call him a grifter, but we laid out the facts.
So do you know the Hail Mary?
No, I don't.
In his announcements that he was going to become Catholic last fall, he repeatedly emphasized that his outreach was struggling financially.
Second, I need to make you aware of the financial situation that Capturing Christianity is currently facing. So over the past year or so, we've been operating at a net loss each month. And as of November 2022, this deficit has grown to nearly $3,000 per month. As you can imagine, this is not sustainable.
It really means a lot because we've been really struggling the last year or so.
Yeah.
We've had a deficit, and we did have a period of prosperity with the channel. So we had money in the bank that we were working through, but we've gotten to the point where we had a $3,000 a month deficit.
But after his announcement, financial support, according to his own words, started pouring in.
I mentioned in my announcement video yesterday that our ministry is currently operating at a deficit. And so what that means is that we had, at the point that I made my video, which we have had a lot of support that has been pouring in. So I did want to say thank you guys so much.
Well, hello there, Cameron here. 2 weeks ago, I announced that Capturing Christianity was having some financial struggles. And in this video, I'd like to give you a quick update on how things are progressing. So I'm super happy to report that we've made significant progress toward financial security.
So he was struggling financially. He decides to announce that he's going to become, quote, Catholic. He gets an influx of financial support, presumably from many misguided followers of the Vatican II sect, which helped him, in his own words, toward, quote, financial security. And a few months later, he won't even publicly call himself Catholic after having received all the financial support. It's really bad. In my opinion, his announcement that he was going to become, quote, Catholic was largely influenced by financial considerations. I don't believe that it was the only factor, but based on the public facts of what transpired, I believe that it was a major factor.
I just want to invite everybody who's watching, if you want to support Cameron Bertuzzi, because you've got a fantastic channel.
I also want to point y'all to his channel, because Capturing Christianity is his channel and is certainly in need of help. So I put a link there in the description of the announcement that he made. He also put instructions in there on how you can support his channel.
How can people support more what you're doing in Capturing Christianity? And people can support you at Patreon, Capturing Christianity.
Patreon.com/Capturing Christianity.
And then you had another non-Patreon way.
And this highlights again why non-religious people, especially those who are married and have families, almost should never make a living off of religious influencing or religious commentary or being a religious teacher. They have too many unrelated considerations, and there are many temptations for them to compromise the faith for financial or other reasons. If someone is going to teach or influence on religious issues, that person must be willing to lose everything and everyone for the truth. Not that you want to lose people. You want to bring as many people as possible to the truth, of course. But you have to be willing to lose everyone and everything if the defense or promotion of the truth requires it. Hence, James 3:1 says, quote, "Not many of you should become teachers, my brothers, for you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness," end quote. There are countless people out there who are influencing on these matters and trying to teach on these matters when they shouldn't be. So frankly, this latest news with Cameron Bertuzzi is another clear confirmation of the accuracy and truthfulness of our analysis of the situation, and another illustration of how the defenders of the Vatican II sect are completely wrong.